Good afternoon. So, John, I made a... So I'm not in the league, right?
Okay.
You're in the league.
Yeah.
Shedano, in the league.
Most of the guys in your fantasy basketball league are in the league.
Yes. So what place do you think I am right now?
Well, you did better than I thought you would do last year. How many teams are in the league this year?
14.
I'm going to say you're fifth.
I'm going to say, is that right?
Yeah, that's right. I'm fifth.
Wow, that's just a lucky guess.
Wow, yeah.
I thought you would be better. Seventh was halfway. I thought you'd be a little better than halfway.
Yeah, no, I'm Sedano's leading me at the moment. And Trudell, of course, is winning.
Okay, so wait, it's Trudell one. Who's two?
Two is...
Brian Kamenetsky.
No, Brian Kamenetsky's dead last.
Oh, wow.
Dead last. I don't know. The internet's not working
right
now.
He's DFL.
Yeah, he's DFL. He's having a bad year. All right, so here it is.
Who are the trades?
Okay, here are the trades. So I traded a young player who you can keep for next year, Brandon Miller, who's coming on playing well,
yeah,
for Nikola Vucevic.
You stole Vucevic.
Yes. Yes.
Brandon Miller might be good in a year or two. Vucevic is good now.
Yes.
But now the difference is he's not a keeper. Vucevic isn't a keeper.
Vucevic is not.
So you just
I'm playing for right now.
Okay,
I want to win now.
Yeah, you know, he's here tomorrow night.
Oh, that's right. Chicago's here. Yeah. All right. And
Vucevic.
The second trade. I needed to offload a center because I got Vucevic.
Right.
And I need point guards badly. So I traded Jalen Duren from the Pistons for Emmanuel Quickley.
This one's a little more even. I think I like Emmanuel Quickley more than other people do, and I think him going to Toronto is going to make his numbers go up.
Especially if they make another deal, and because there's talk of them moving backcourt guys, so he could move into a much more significant
role. If I had my choice between those two players, I would take Quickley. That's who you got?
Yep, that's who I got.
Yeah,
I got
like
Quickley.
But that trade, Jalen Duren's really good.
He is excellent. He's a walking double-double.
That's going to be one that could go either way. But if you made me pick on either side, you're on the right side of both of those trades.
Thank you. Thank you. Watch out, Trudell. Here I come. Shedano, you're going down. Shedano's third. It's Trudell second. And I don't know who first is. Is some, Rodrigo?
Oh, I think he's one of the Spanish guys.
Okay, yeah. He's first. I made a deal with him yesterday. So, all right, so there you have that. John, the Dodgers apparently have locked up. It's not official, but apparently have a deal with James Paxton.
I've always liked him.
Who is an interesting pitcher. It's important that he's left-handed because we don't have a left-handed starter at the moment. He's 35. Last year,
the Dodgers don't have a left-handed starter at the moment. They've always had like five of them.
Yeah, it used to be the other way.
Between Kershaw and Urias and Ryu and all those dudes.
Yep. So they get
Alex Wood.
They get their left-handed starter in 19 starts last year with Boston. He was basically average. He had like a 4 ERA, but he started out with a 2.73 ERA during the first half of the season. So it's there, and he sort of fits this model of what Andrew Friedman looks for, which is guys like, it's almost like Tyler Anderson. This is almost Tyler Anderson revisited, because he's a guy that the Dodgers feel like they can shine up and turn into a solid starting pitcher.
No, you're absolutely right.
I think Paxton is ideal for like a fifth starter.
And it could be fifth or sixth.
Sixth starter.
Well, would you put him in front of or behind Emmett Sheehan?
In front of Sheehan.
Yeah, I would too.
But if you think about it, and I think this makes sense. Bergman and I were talking about it today. A six-man rotation does make sense for the Dodgers.
It does, because if you look at all the guys they have, you want to save their arms. So you have your starters.
Yamamoto is not used to pitching 162-game season, so he's a once-a-week guy, probably.
That's your number one starter. Tyler Glasnow is your number two, and
he's had injury issues.
Over 120 innings. I might be wrong on that, but I think...
No, I think you're right. I think I read that today.
So that's another guy.
I read it on X, formerly known as Twitter.
Just Twitter. And your third star is Walker Buehler, who's coming off a second Tommy John.
Yep.
And then fourth is Bobby Miller.
Who's
only done a half of a season.
Fifth is Paxton. Sixth is Sheehan.
Wait, who did you say the number two starter was?
Tyler Glasnow.
Tyler Glasnow.
Yeah, we'll have to wait and see on him. He never stays healthy.
Yeah, they paid him a lot of money.
But that's why you want a six-man rotation, is so that they can all stay healthy.
Right, right.
And don't have to pitch 200-plus innings.
Okay.
Yeah, I think Paxton's really smart.
Yeah, he's worth
addition.
Taking a flyer on. Yeah.
Absolutely. You know what? They're probably not done either. I bet you they go out and get another left-handed starter that's for cheap.
Well, I'll tell you this. John Morosi from MLB Network says that the Dodgers are one of two teams vying for a reliever named Robert Stevenson, right-handed reliever. He would be a huge addition. He's a former first-round pick, 29 years old, age 30 season, had a very solid year last year and could give them a valuable late-inning, high-leverage arm for the bullpen.
Great. I mean, it's going to be Evan Phillips and whoever else they can get. They're just going to piecemeal the bullpen. That's how that works.
They always find somebody.
Somebody always just kind of comes out of nowhere and is like, oh, this guy is a great reliever. You just don't want to spend a lot of money at the beginning of the season on relievers. You can get it at the trade deadline, but someone always comes up.
Yeah. No, the Dodgers are not big spenders.
No. No, they're not big spenders on the bullpen. No, on the bullpen.
On the bullpen. I agree.
They are
I
not
agree.
Big spenders.
I was just making a joke.
You're not allowed to joke. This is a serious
talk
show.
It was just a joke.
Just a serious
talk
show.
Don't take it too seriously. Yeah, those bullpen arms, it's interesting to look at the bullpen. Yency Almonte.
Gone.
Is he gone?
Yeah, he got traded.
But
Michael Bush.
Hail Wellow Fett.
Yeah, did I screw that up?
What did he just say?
I meant to say hail fellow well met. Did I not say that?
No, you said
hail hello. What
hail hello well met.
Yeah. Him and Michael Bush got traded to the Cubs.
Okay, good. We got Caleb Ferguson, Brisdor Gratterall, who I think is going to play an important role. Joe Kelly, who they re-signed. Evan Phillips.
Joe Kelly was at the Laker game the other night.
Blake Treinen, who knows. It's ever going to work. Vesey is still in there, and Yarbrough, who they traded for last year, is in there. Long arm and maybe a lefty situational guy. So they've got pieces there, but the rotation, Yamamoto, Glasnow, Buehler, Miller, Paxton, Sheehan. Six-man rotation is the way I think they should go.
Hey, this is a different topic, but let me ask you guys something.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see today that the SEC... the Southeastern Conference fined South Carolina $100,000 because their fans stormed the court after an upset win the other day.
Right.
Now, this is the second time storming the court has come up in the past couple of weeks. Earlier last week, Caitlin Clark, who, of course, is the world's greatest women's basketball player.
Yep.
Her team, Iowa, went into Ohio State. Ohio State's good this year in women's basketball. Ohio State pulled off the upset. Their fans stormed the court, and one of them, it didn't look intentional. One of them just ran into Caitlin Clark.
Right.
And she dropped like a bag of rocks. She got back up. She was fine. Now, I actually think storming the court, I did it when I was at UCLA, when we had a couple of big wins. I think it's kind of cool. I like storming the court. I understand the safety issues with the players.
And the liabilities.
So here's my question. I have kind of a ridiculous plan. You guys tell me if it would work. I want to try and protect court storming. I think it's fun.
You're going to protect the right to storm courts.
Right. So here's what I'm thinking they should do. You can keep the fans off the court if you want to.
Right.
You know, if you get enough security, you can keep them off the court. But when I was at UCLA, one of the things that they were getting feedback from was they never let the fans storm the court because they'd won 10 national championships. We don't do that
anymore. Yeah, right.
And a lot of kids complained and a lot of players complained. Why don't we ever show any enthusiasm? So UCLA said, all right, screw it. We're waiving that rule. From now on, fans can storm the court. But I also understand the Caitlin Clark issue, that the other team becomes very unsafe if you do that.
Yes.
So here's my plan. If you're going to storm, if you can tell when a team is about to pull off an upset.
Yeah, when a big favorite comes in and they're pulling off an upset. Yeah.
So 10 seconds to go.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
Of an upset.
Okay.
Official timeout. Visiting team, go to the locker room. Okay. So you stop the game. Visiting team, you're out. Get them into the locker room. Let the clock run. The other team, just so you only got five players on the court now. The other team, in a gentleman's agreement or a ladies' agreement, if it's a women's game, dribbles out the last 10 seconds. Then the fans can storm the court. Would that work?
You love court storming.
I do. I think it's a good thing.
It feels kind of anticlimactic.
No, but it's...
It's almost like, okay, you're about to storm the court, so let's take everybody off the court.
Everybody get off
the court. No, the only people I'm letting leave are the visiting team in the locker room.
But it removes the spontaneity of it. It's like, they're coming.
No, they're coming.
Yeah.
I mean, and by the way, you could do this in football, too. You know, in football, a lot of times, when in college football in particular, when it never happens in the NFL, but in college football, when there's a big upset, like let's say somebody goes into Ohio State and knocks them off, or goes into Alabama, or not, it would be a home game. Let's say Lane Kiffin's South Carolina team beats Alabama next year.
Right.
Those fans are going to storm the field. They just are.
Yeah.
So with 30 seconds left, you tell Alabama, go to the locker room.
Mm-hmm.
You have South Carolina take a knee.
Okay.
Okay, game's over.
Yep.
Nobody gets hurt. The fans and the players enjoy the victory on the field. Would the Ireland plan work, or is it stupid?
I think it's a good plan, but I just don't think it'll work. I think that people are just going to go when they want to go.
Like, well, they're not. They never let them storm when there's still time on the clock. Think about that. If there's still time on the clock and you run on the court,
yeah, I mean, I guess
you'll get thrown out.
I guess it could work. Did you ever storm the field at
UCLA basketball games when I was in college?
Did you ever do it at the Rose Bowl?
No.
I stormed the field at Bowling Green State University the year the team finished undefeated.
I did it in Colorado.
Was Urban Meyer the coach then?
No.
That was before then.
No, it was before Urban.
Okay.
But it was a really big deal because the team went undefeated for the first time ever, 13 or 12-0 or 11-0 or whatever that was, and get a berth in the Holiday Bowl. And everybody stormed the field. And this is where you run into trouble. We thought, fantastic. We tore down the goalpost. We brought a big...
Did anybody get hurt?
Yes.
Oh.
Somebody got hit in the head with the goalpost and suffered severe brain damage and sued.
Oh, yeah, and then won.
And won. And rightfully so. I mean, it's a huge liability issue.
So is it just too dangerous to allow?
Well, you notice now at games, they've got those retractable goalposts.
Right.
Where you can't tear them down, they sort of fold out.
Yeah.
That's a necessary thing. I mean, I've been at USC. USC stormed the field after Coach O beat Stanford.
Right.
And I was out there for that. That was a fun game. So, yeah, I'm in favor of keeping it spontaneous. There's certainly liability issues. It's never going to happen at an NFL game. But, John, I don't think this necessarily, because somebody bumped Caitlin Clark, I don't think this necessarily should change.
Well, but do you think South Carolina should have been fined $100,000?
No.
Neither do I.
No.
I think it's actually illegal. I don't think you're actually allowed to.
No, the SEC made it a rule.
Yeah.
And they say if you do it, and by the way, that fine goes up. If they do it again, they hit them for $250.
Yeah.
And because they don't want people doing it because of what Mace said, the liability issue. But I think court storming is a part of the college experience, and they should try and keep it.
I'm with you.
I did it in Colorado when they beat Nebraska 42-27 was it 2001? I did it at UCLA when they beat Cal one year in like the late 90s. It was great.
Yeah, and somebody named Josh just tweeted me, Greg, on Twitter.
Thank you.
Hey, guys, what about game winners and last-second buzzer beaters that wouldn't work? Well, obviously, in those situations, you're right, it wouldn't. So that would be a little risky. But again, Josh... You can secure the court or the field if you want to. Happens all the time.
Update. Angels apparently already signed Robert Stevenson. So he is going to be an Angel, added to the Angels bullpen. So no longer an option for the Dodgers. Thank you. That came up almost right away. Thank you.
Well, I think the Dodgers are going to be just fine.
Yeah.
I think they may have enough players to field a team.
That's how many screw-ups have I had today? Like 4 or 5?
Yeah, who cares?
That was number 5, I think. What's that, Laura?
Rap.
Oh, rap.
We're like way over.
Way over. All right. Interesting. There's an update that has come along about DeJounte Murray. We'll get that to you coming up next. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ja Rule, he's going to be at the Lovers and Friends concert in Vegas coming up on May the 4th. And we're taking a busload of people to the concert.
Now, that's not official.
Yeah, I've named it as officially done. I've got
Ja Rule
here,
was the guy behind the...
Firefest.
Yeah.
Firefest debacle.
Yeah, which are great.
Yes, yes. Those documentaries are really, really good. Yeah. So, okay, I just got this, John. This is, it's not breaking news, but it's interesting news. Sam Amick from The Athletic, great NBA reporter, says the DeJounte Murray to the Lakers rumor has got real legs to it. He says it's a question of how long does Landry Fields hold out? I'm assuming that's Atlanta's GM.
Yeah.
But it feels like the Lakers have separated themselves from the DeJounte pack, and it feels like to some degree they've locked in on him as a guy they think can help.
Well, the reason that's believable to me is that he's represented by Clutch.
Yes.
And we've had Rob on the show before, Rob Pelinka, and what he talks about a lot is he doesn't look at LeBron and AD as just players. He looks at them as, he's used the word with us, partners. He says, I'm partnered in this with LeBron and AD, and I often seek their opinion on moves that I might or might not make. And Rich Paul, who represents LeBron and AD, also represents DeJounte Murray. So I think that, and the Lakers have a better relationship with Clutch than any team in the NBA. So if this is something that Rob wants to pursue, Clutch will work behind the scenes to help make it happen.
Right.
And whether or not it happens is interesting. Now we get back to the question, who's... DeJounte Murray coming in would be a great thing.
Great thing.
Who's going out?
Yeah, that's the problem. And you got to wonder what exactly. Now, if I was Atlanta, I would say Austin Reeves is a guy that plays for this year and plays for the next couple of years at a really reasonable number. D'Angelo Russell, it's been reported, would...
They make about the same, by the way, those two.
D'Angelo would have... Atlanta has no interest in D'Angelo, so they would need to find, and again, this is reporting, find a third team for Atlanta to offload D'Lo too. So there are so many moving parts in this thing, but I think if we're being honest with ourselves, and John, I don't expect you to be, this is not a championship team. As it's currently constructed. And we said that last year, and Rob somehow came up with an on-the-fly remodel that worked. We've got to trust that Rob's going to do it again this year.
And here's what I'll say about your contention this is not a championship team. I like this team more than you do, but I'm probably too close to it. And I really like D'Lo. And I really like Austin, so I don't want to see him get traded. But we're 22 and 23.
Yep.
Even if you're like me, if you're in the John Ireland camp, and you like this team, and you like these guys, and you root for them hard to succeed, at some point you have to look at the record, and in the old Bill Parcells line comes to mind.
Yes.
You are what your record says you are. So you can't blame Rob if he shuffles the deck. As a matter of fact, it's his job. His job is to field a championship level team for the Lakers. And Rob will tell you, in his mind, if you're not competing for the championship, the season's a bust.
Yes.
We only care about titles here.
Right. And you're always getting better, you're getting worse.
And
somebody's going to get better at the deadline.
I would argue D'Lo is getting a lot better.
He's gotten better.
Would that help the trade too?
I would think, wouldn't it?
The last nine games, how you've been talking about, he's been fantastic.
Why wouldn't it?
Wouldn't that make Atlanta more interested in him? Because his contract is 18 this year and there's a player option next year.
You think he might pick up.
Okay, let's assume he does pick it up.
Yeah.
It is a tradable asset next year. It's an expiring contract next year. you can very easily move that.
Yeah.
You can move that in the off season. Be like, hey, this is an expiring contract.
There's often things you guys that we don't see coming. Like last year, I didn't see him getting the value he got back from Russell Westbrook. You know, he trades Russell Westbrook, who I was told nobody wanted. And then after he traded him, they just released him. But he turned that into guys like Jared Vanderbilt and Rui Hachimura and D'Angelo Russell, and that team just took off and made it to the Final Four. So he may be working on something that nobody's reporting. Because last year, nobody was reporting this.
Yeah,
stuff.
I mean, and by the way, there are so many people now covering this beat. There's so many people that cover the Lakers and actually do a great job covering the, and you trust the information they're putting out. A lot of action in the Mason and Ireland Mafia today. By the way, Laura, your performance as America Ferreira in the Barbie movie has been hailed as genius in the Mason and Ireland Mafia.
By the way, you look a little like America Ferreira.
Oh, that is a huge compliment. Thank you very much.
And she's great in that movie.
She's
really, really good.
She's great, yeah. She's
and the kid that plays her daughter is really good in that movie. Mm-hmm.
John, heard this multiple times. It is not your sciatica. It is your sciatica.
Sciatica.
Yeah.
Even
I think you said that in the spot. Even
sciatica.
Though it's a silent C.
Okay.
Yeah, silent C.
Don't pronounce the C.
Thank you, Beto and Whittier.
Did you really not know that it was sciatica?
No, he said sciatica.
No, I said sciatica.
I heard it.
Yeah, he was like...
No, I thought it was sciatica.
I thought you just messed up on it.
No.
I'd still like to hear where he said, fail, hello, well met.
Oh, well, I can just do it again. Fail, hello, well met.
Right. Because who were we talking about when he said it?
The pitcher that you said went to the Dodgers but didn't.
Robert Stevenson?
Yeah.
No, fail, hello, well met.
Yeah, I guess that actually
works. Well, it fits for him.
Yeah,
Dodgers failed.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe I invented something new.
Yeah, no, it's a good one. It's a good one.
Trademark it.
All right, coming up next for you. John, I'm ready to make a Mythical Money bet already for this weekend. One game. I'm going to bet one game right now next.
All right, I'll do it with you. I'll bet a game, and I hopefully
we may be on
the
other side of the same one. Yes, we'll do it coming up next. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN. You know, life is a journey, and it's got its highs and it's got its lows. And the LA County Department of Mental Health is here to support you through it all. Their caring team offers more than just a listening ear. They provide free emotional support, service referrals, and crisis counseling. Call their 24/7 helpline at 800-854-7771 or visit their website at dmh.lacounty.gov. Your mental health is their priority. Let them be your support on this journey. Together, let's share a brighter tomorrow, hope, recovery, and well-being. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN. So a couple of guys on Instagram were critical of DeJounte Murray. Somebody wrote, "Bro sold his defense for shooting." Then somebody chipped in, yeah. Here is how DeJounte Murray responded. "Both of y'all MFs lame as F. Just running your MF mouth. You can't touch nobody in this soft-ass league today. So who really able to play real defense? Ain't nobody blowing past me because it's a pride thing, MF. Know the facts before y'all start running your MF mouths. Y'all want to be coaches and GM clowns." So there's a very
I'm glad he still takes pride in his defense.
Solid response.
Was that on DeJounte
Murray? No, Instagram.
Instagram?
Yeah, that was on Instagram.
No,
Instagram is not formally known as anything.
No, I was going to just make Gary
exactly. Formally known as Meta. Right. Yeah.
Mace, you want me to make my bet first or do you want to make your bet first?
Go ahead and make your bet. We got championship weekend here and two big games. And John, go ahead. Tell me
I'm doing it, Greg, I'm doing a two-team parlay.
Oh, you're betting both?
Yeah.
Okay, how much?
$5K. Okay. I'm taking both of the road teams, even though it would make me lose my money with Ramona if both of the road teams won. I just like the points I'm getting. So I'm taking the Chiefs and the 3.5.
Chiefs plus 3.5.
Okay. And I'm taking the Lions plus 7.
Lions plus 7.
And it pays 3-1, so I win 15K if I win it.
So 7.5, because we do. We have 2-7.
Hey, can we get an update? Do you have Mythical Money?
Yeah, Bergman? I got Mason has 145,000.
Like
John has 85,000. I'm still at 100,000. Brian's 100,000. Laura 100,000.
So what this is for me is it's kind of a hedge.
It is a hedge because you win.
If the home teams win, I win my bet with Ramona.
But if
and
road
I get 25K, and if the road teams both win, I get 50. Now there's a way I get nothing. There's
right.
a way I could lose both.
One
if,
wins.
If
and
one wins, it doesn't lose it. So I'm not. This isn't a foolproof plan by any means. But that's my bet for the weekend.
Guess what my bet is.
The opposite.
Lions?
Lions! Let's do it! I'm betting on the Detroit Lions, $10,000 mythical dollars on the Lions plus 7 at San Francisco.
You get 7.5 under our system.
Oh, 7.5, that's right. And the theme song and the growl is one of the reasons why I love the Lions. And I just think they're a great story. It would be unbelievable to see the Lions win a Super Bowl.
Plus, the Niners look very beatable to me.
They did.
I like Brock Purdy and I like John Lynch, their GM, so I'm kind of rooting for those guys. But they just don't look like they're playing their best
football.
Are you
really rooting for the Niners?
I'm rooting for Purdy.
Yeah.
And I'm rooting for Lynch.
Yeah.
But if the Lions win, I'm happy. I mean, yeah, I can't root for the Niners because I grew up a Rams fan and now I'm a Raider fan. And I'm like, I don't want the Niners.
Yeah, I hate anybody but the Niners.
Facts.
What?
Facts.
Oh, facts. Oh. Thank you. Yeah. Well, Lars a Rams fan, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I like that.
What did you guys think I said?
Bergman, what do you think of that Detroit San Francisco game? You're probably going to go the other way.
No, I mean, with the points, it's a lot of points, and I think it will be much closer than that. So I would take Lions on the points, but I'm rooting for the best possible game, and in my mind, the best possible game is Niners Chiefs. So I want to see.
That's a rematch of the Super Bowl 3 years ago, right? The one that was in Miami.
Was it Niners?
It was 4 years ago. Maybe it was 4 years. It was the year Kobe died.
But I think those are the two best teams on either side because I don't think that Lamar. I would rather see Patrick Mahomes than Lamar. I think Lamar is great. I just don't.
I think it's going to be Lamar.
Do you think so?
I do. I think it's going to be Lamar.
If you give me one game. And the quarterback to go with, I'm going with Mahomes.
Here's the thing, though. It's not just...
Betting against Mahomes is really risky.
I'm talking about this
but it's
year.
Also, but it's not just about the quarterback. It's Baltimore is a complete football team.
So are the Chiefs in the sense of their defense.
And I know what Baltimore-San Francisco looks like. So give me...
Well, you know what it looked like in the regular season.
Correct, yeah.
You don't know
and
what it
I know
like
look what San Francisco looked like last week, which is pretty ordinary.
Sure.
Could have lost that game.
They very well could have. But Mahomes to me is somebody that's going to eventually beat Tom Brady for the best quarterback of all time. So I want to continue seeing the history.
Yeah, instead of watching a guy win for the third time, I'd rather watch Jared Goff and the Lions win for the first time ever.
We did it with Brady. Did you enjoy watching Brady?
No, I hated it.
When it was all said and done.
I was in person in 2018 and saw him beat the Rams. No, I couldn't stand Tom Brady.
You saw him beat the Rams. But like, when all said and done, John, were you happy that you saw Tom Brady be the most dominant quarterback ever?
Yeah. I mean, it's fun to see somebody that good at something. But I'm with you, Greg. I got a bad feeling betting against Mahomes.
Never.
I just think he's too many times. Like, he probably should have lost that game last week at Buffalo, and he just pulls games out of the fire. Mm-hmm. And then the reason why I'm taking the Lions is I just don't think I thought the Niners should have lost to the Packers. I just don't think they played very well. And so I think the Lions are playing well. So, and having Dan Campbell in the Super Bowl would be fun.
It would be fun. I mean, I think I heard today it's 3 years to the day since he did that press conference where he said, I'm going to bite everybody's knees off and all that stuff, which was very entertaining. And I believe at the time, most people wrote him off and said, not ready for primetime.
Right.
He's biting kneecaps, not ready for primetime.
I think I was one of them.
Yeah, I think so. By the way, whenever we throw around Mythical Money, it is brought to you by Prize Picks, the largest and number one daily fantasy sports platform in North America. New members go to prizepicks.com/710. Use code 710 for a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks is daily fantasy sports made easy.
By the Doc Rivers thing today.
Yeah.
Isn't it weird to, like, right in the middle of a season when you have the second best record in the East, change your coach and take away the number one analyst from ESPN? It's just weird.
Although, here's the thing. When they fired Adrian Griffin yesterday, they obviously knew they were going to hire Doc.
Yeah, well, what do I always say? If you're going to fire anybody, you better know who you're putting
right in. And I'm sure it was all cleared by Giannis, got green light from Giannis. He pulled the plug on Adrian Griffin. He wanted Doc Rivers. That's what he gets. He's the superstar. He's the guy that makes huge decisions, at least in a collaborative way, with the front office there in Milwaukee. Laura came across a great note about Doc Rivers. Let me see. He has now coached. Laura, do you have that note by chance?
Well, let me see if I can.
Do you know what I'm going to talk about?
No, but I mean, he's coached in Orlando, Boston, the Clippers, Philly, and now Milwaukee. Five different things. He's like a modern day Larry Brown.
Yes, he is. He's also coached many of the all-time top 75 players in NBA history.
Oh, sure.
If you think about him, think about all the guys he's coached. He's always been in a situation. He's in a situation to win right now.
Yep.
That's a team that can win. I don't. Do you have it?
Okay, I do.
So, here are the players Doc Rivers has coached.
He's coached Damian Lillard, Giannis, Tracy McGrady, Joel Embiid, Paul Pierce, Kevin Garnett, James Harden, Kawhi Leonard, Rondo, Chris Paul, Paul George, Blake Griffin, Grant Hill, Ray Allen.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, it's like a Hall of Fame team.
It really is a Hall of Fame team.
One championship out of it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's what people are saying online, by the way. They're saying it. Only one. All those guys, only one title.
All right, now, Bergman.
All those guys have one championship.
What is the standings in Game of Games?
Standings for Game of Games is very, very, very close.
Yeah, I got to show up today.
So, Mason 3, Ireland 3, Laura 3, Bergman 3, Brian 2, Trish 1, MT 1, Pepe 1. So the whole show,
I think it's as close as it's ever been.
Yeah.
But I'm running out of time.
Whose game is it today?
Yours.
Oh, man.
You better write something if you didn't do it.
You got about 3 minutes.
I'll come up with something during the break.
Yeah.
Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.
All right, let me tell you about BBGO. BBGO is the official game day snack of the Lakers, but more importantly, it's kind of the official game day snack of everybody around here. They've come to a bunch of our remotes. We did that remote at Ralph's 2 weeks ago. That was great with the BBGO truck. And as part of a promotion with Ralph's, you could win courtside seats. Here's how. Head over to Ralph's. It can be any Ralph's. Doesn't have to be the one we were at. And buy $10 worth of BBGO. That's it. $10. And then you can enter for your chance to win courtside seats for a Laker game this season. There are tons of other prizes you can win, too, including Lakers swag and more BBGO. Just make sure you get yourself to Ralph's and buy BBGO for a chance to win. After you buy BBGO, just go to Lakers.com and Lakers.com/BBGO sweeps. I'll give that to you again. Lakers.com/BBGO sweeps to upload your receipt, and that's it. Just take a picture of your receipt, send it to Lakers.com/BBGO sweeps, and you're entered into the contest. Good luck from BBGO, the official game day snack of the Lakers.
All right, here we go. It is Game of Games time, and we think we have George Shinano joining us for the game today. Are you of Cappy?
We might have Cappy.
All right. Okay, Cappy.
Someone's around here.
Right, yeah, somebody. Tell Bergman to get back in here. We'll just play with the three of us.
That's true.
Yeah.
He'll be back in a minute. The game is called The Average Game. And by the way, I think this is going to be a very average game. I don't think it's a great game. I think it's average.
Right now, it's got a chance to be less than average because Lauren and Greg both walked out
of
the studio.
This would be an easy win for you.
I had the conversation and said, okay.
No, don't worry about it. We'll just play the three of us. Let's go.
Okay.
All right. Wait, what was it?
It's called The Average Game. So it's a game about averages. Here we go. Everybody is going to play this. It's either or. So you got two choices on each one.
Got it.
Either or.
Got it.
Let's start with this. What is the average batting average, the overall batting average in Major League Baseball? Okay. It is either 239 or 248. What is the overall batting average in Major League Baseball, average for all MLB players? 239 or 248?
Laura.
248.
Greg.
248.
I agree. 248.
248 is the correct answer. Yes, you're in.
All right. What's the next one?
Number two. What is the average price of a home in L.A. County?
Oh, jeez.
It is either $870,000 or $980,000.
Greg.
$980,000.
I agree with Greg, $980,000. Laura.
I'm going to go with the crowd, 980.
The correct answer?
Oh,
no. I 100% take it back. You guys are all right.
It is 980. Okay.
No, it's expensive to live here.
Yeah, 980 versus 870. Yeah, it is pricey. All right, number three. What is the average field goal percentage in the NBA this year? The average shooting percentage from the field. It is either 434 or 474. Average field goal percentage in the NBA this year.
I'll do it. This one's me. I'll do 434. Greg.
It's got to be 434.
Laura.
434 is too high.
I'm going to go with the crowd because I didn't hear the other one.
It is 474.
A lot of guys play close to the basket. Right, yeah. That there's some guys in there that shoot like 60%. Yeah, I should have got that right. Okay, we're still tied. Three apiece.
Number five. What was Tua Tagovailoa's completion percentage this season? It is either 67.3% or 69.3%.
Laura, 67 or 69?
69.
Greg?
69.
All zig here. I'll go 67.
Correct answer, 69.3%.
Yeah. Okay.
Highest completion percentage in the NFL.
Laura and Greg have the lead. I'm one back.
Number six. What is the current average life expectancy for a man in the U.S.? Current life expectancy on average. It is either 77 or 81.
I'll go 77. Laura?
77.
Greg?
Are they married? I'll go 77.
77 is the correct answer. Maybe this is too obvious. I told you it was a very average game. Yeah, 77 is the average life expectancy.
All right, how many are left? Guessing.
There are three left.
All right, I'm going to make you guys go first. I'm one back.
Number seven, how many babies are born on average on planet Earth every day?
Whoa.
Babies born on average on planet Earth every day. It is either 385,000 or 440,000.
Greg, 385 or 440?
Well, it's like close to one a second, so I'll go 440.
Laura?
440.
All right, here's my chance, 385.
And you were right to zig there. It is 385,000 babies a day.
All right, we are dead even with two to go.
Okay. Wow.
You have a tiebreaker?
Yes, okay. I do. How many people worldwide on average use X, formerly known as Twitter, every month?
You're just doing too annoying.
How many people worldwide on average use Twitter every month? It is either 666 million or 950 million.
There's a pretty big disparity. Okay, Laura, 666 or 950?
666.
Greg?
950.
I'm with Greg, 950.
It is 666.
Oh, Laura's got the lead. Yeah. Okay, so this is the last one, Greg. We got to go the other way here.
Yep, sure do.
What is the current IMDb user average rating for Shawshank Redemption?
Oh, wow.
Okay.
It is either 9.3 or 9.7.
Laura, you can win it if you get this right.
9.3. Let's go.
All right, so Greg, we both got to go 9.7.
9.7 is our answer.
Come on.
Correct answer. Laura, 9.3.
Is that three in a row?
Three in a row, baby.
Now, are we all tied with three now?
Four.
No.
Oh, Laura just took the lead.
Oh, man.
And tomorrow is my last day.
Wow.
But it's worth two, right, Greg?
Yes, it's the first one that's worth two.
And it's Pepe's Potpourri.
Oh, man. Oh, no, I didn't win that one.
Do the tiebreaker just for fun. On average, how many people watched each game of the 2023 NBA Finals? The average viewership of a game in the NBA Finals last year. Take a shot.
Like how many millions?
How many millions, yes.
The average game?
Average NBA Finals game. If you average all of them together.
Okay. Everybody got a number?
Yeah.
What'd you write, Craig?
16.7.
What'd you write, Laura?
I didn't, but honor system, 18.1.
I said 22.
Correct answer, 11.64 million.
Wow.
Wow.
Okay, huge breaking news. Hit the breaking news sound.
Oh, really? Huge breaking news? Huge
breaking news? Gigantic.
Okay, here we go.
Is it real?
According to Adam Schefter.
Oh, it is real!
Jim Harbaugh will be the Chargers' next head coach.
Wow! Dean Spanos does something right.
44-19-1 with the Niners. From 2011 to 2014, he's back in the NFL, and it's in Los Angeles. Way to go, Chargers!
Yeah, that's a...
I thought for sure they were going to mess this up.
This puts them on... I said it earlier. Puts them on the map. I look, Greg, you hate the Chargers, right?
I hate them, and I really hate that Harbaugh went there.
I actually think that the Chargers have become interesting. Chargers are on the map. There's a reason to pay attention to the Chargers. It's going to be fascinating to see how he deals with, you know, deals with the salary cap and coaches up Justin Herbert and all that stuff. I mean, I think the team's got a legitimate playoff shot with Jim Harbaugh.
Brian is going to come back tomorrow feeling alive. Thrilled,
yeah. So, Greg, think about this for a second.
Yeah.
The coaches in the AFC West.
Oh, jeez.
Okay. Andy Reid, Super Bowls.
Pretty good.
Jim Harbaugh just won the national championship.
Pretty good.
Sean Payton, Super Bowl.
Really good.
Antonio Pierce. And I really like Tom Telesco as the new GM. So
yeah,
I
think who else I hired, which is kind of a weird one? Tom Coughlin's going to be an advisor to Pierce.
Oh, really?
Oh, good, yeah. Good.
So he's got a
give me somebody
a coach to sort of guide him a little
Man,
bit.
Man, I think this is massive news in the NFL.
It is.
I mean, the Chargers have been kind of a sleeping giant, and the Spanoses have kind of been the Keystone Cops.
Yep.
And they've gone through a litany of really good guys who weren't great coaches. Anthony Lynn, people swear by that dude.
Yeah, nice guy, great guy.
Same thing with Brandon Staley.
Yep.
You talk to anybody over at the Rams, they say one of the great guys that they've had in their building.
Yep.
But not great NFL head coaches. This means the Chargers mean business.
Yes. And I think the Chargers, although, you know, I've pointed this out before, the Rams, $40 million under the salary cap. The Chargers, $40 million over the salary cap.
Okay, let me tell you a couple of things that are going to happen.
Yeah.
I think Khalil Mack, my guy who I love, is gone.
Gone.
They're going to run him off. And, Greg, I hope the Raiders re-sign him.
Probably not. Joey Bosa is going to be the one that's gone.
Well, I don't think so. I think they keep Bosa, and Derwin James, who they like but makes a ton of money, is probably out.
Well, Bosa's always
Mike
injured.
Williams can't stay healthy.
Yep, neither can Bosa.
And maybe even Keenan Allen. I am, but I think, and Austin Eckler is on the bubble.
Yeah, he's been trying to get out for a while.
They're going to bring back Herbert.
Yep.
And you know that Jim Harbaugh is going to get big offensive linemen, and you know they're going to, like, look at Michigan this year.
Yeah.
They just ran the ball down everybody's throat. And so maybe Eckler, with this news, wants to stay.
Yeah, sure.
And I just think this is a great hire.
They become a team that we will watch and follow. They have not been. And you can tell all your friends over there that they did something right, and I'm going to be following the Chargers. Don't love the Chargers, but don't hate the Chargers.
But
they're going to be fascinating. Yeah, can they get us Harbaugh? Let's get Jim.
Your friends.
Get Jim. You're friends with all those people.
Yeah, I can ask. I don't think Harbaugh is going to do a lot of individual interviews. I think he's basically going to be Phil Jackson.
So here's a question.
You know, he's going to do what he wants, and everybody else get lost.
Here's a question. Because we never have. We've carried press conferences for lots of different teams, Dodgers and Rams and all that stuff, Lakers. Will we carry the Jim Harbaugh press conference?
I don't think so, because we're the Rams station, and our biggest competitor is the Chargers station, so we're kind of biting the hands that feed us.
We will not carry it, even though it's going to make news like crazy.
It doesn't mean we can't run clips from it, but I don't think we'll carry it.
No, when do we try and make news? When is the last time we made news on this station?
Well, what are we going to do? Conferences.
Greg, we often carry Dodger press conferences, and we don't have the Dodgers.
Yeah, I mean, it's still a little bit different. We're not, well.
Let's see when they do it.
Yeah.
If it's during our show,
the Angels are an arrival. So.
Yeah, but if
I don't think the Chargers are a Rams rival.
Well, but also, they're on the other station, and Rams,
I don't care about who's on what station.
Yeah, I just.
Makes no difference to me.
I'd rather
carry all the Dodger press conferences every chance we get.
Yeah, I know, but be honest. Do those press conferences actually are enjoyable for the listener, do you think?
By the way, Greg, if I'm driving around and Harbaugh is, if our competitor is carrying Harbaugh and we're not, I'm listening to them. That's just, I want to hear what Harbaugh
says.
See,
it's not about the Chargers. Yeah. It's about Harbaugh.
Cappy's going to eat it today. Baby.
Oh, yes, he is.
Oh, that's right. Cappy hates the Chargers now. And now,
I've always hated them.
Wait, he hated them when he lived there? Well, he still lives there,
They moved. Since they moved, yeah. Yeah, they finally got something right, because he's going to make news. I mean, Jim Harbaugh coming off a national championship landing in Los Angeles, California is a really, really big story.
By the way, kind of almost an afterthought here, the Michigan job is now open.
Yeah.
They're going to give it to Sherrone, right? Or is it Joe Wright? Is that his name?
Do they? Because he won three games. It's a. Yeah. It's a. Like, I think they could.
It's a Ryan Day situation when Urban Meyer left.
Okay. Yeah, but I think they could get a really big fish.
Hey, if
I think they could go get Dabo.
But why wouldn't you keep the continuity?
Because
Dabo is not going to Michigan.
Well, I'm just saying could go get somebody like that. Pete Carroll's available. You want to give it to Sherrone Wright when Pete Carroll's available?
Here's a tweet. I expect Michigan to move fairly quickly to replace Jim Harbaugh with offense coordinator Sherrone Wright as the odds-on favorite. A.D. Ward Manuel may at least assess the external options, but it would be a surprise if Michigan's next head coach was anybody but Moore.
If you're a Michigan
Mace,
fan.
Mace, who wrote that?
Let's see. It's a football writer named from The Athletic named Austin Meek.
Okay.
Hey, if you're a Michigan fan, are you happy or sad or both?
Sad.
Sad?
Yeah.
So you're upset that he left
sure.
you? Sure. You just want to, he won you a national championship.
It's Pete Carroll leaving USC.
Yeah.
It's, you know, you'll get a good coach, but it's not the same.
Cappy, the stage is yours,
no,
my friend.
Cap, before you do that, hit the super stage.
Oh, yeah, hit it. Real quick, Game of Games brought to you by Jacob Barani. Don't forget, and if you're involved in any kind of accident, you want Jacob on your side, 844-24-JACOB, or go to calljacob.com. Cappy, how you feeling?
I'm all right. Last night, I was at the Lakers-Clippers
game. How was it? Good?
Depends on who you were rooting for.
Oh.
You know, if you were a Laker fan, there were a lot of Laker fans. John, I mean, I'm sure you could hear the crowd last night.
Yeah, they tried with about when D'Angelo Russell had that block. Yeah.
And they got within two.
When they got within two, the building kind of woke up.
Yeah. Yeah. And there were just a lot of people wearing purple that were going crazy.
Yeah.
Thinking, oh, my gosh, they're getting close. They're actually coming back. But at the end of the game, I'll talk about the game later with George. But at the end of the game, we're standing there in the 710 suite and we're kind of getting ready to make our way out. And there are two security guys who came to the suite, and they were looking for me.
Oh, really?
Were they Clipper fans?
I don't know. They were just security guys.
Security guys.
And they were looking for me.
Nice.
Why?
For what reason?
What
did you do?
Defend the security people?
See, that's the thing. Like, yeah. When they told me, hey, Cap, there's like these security guys, and they need to talk to you, I'm like, what? Did I do something? Like, what did I do now?
Am I going to be escorted from the building?
Right. Like, what did I do now? And when I'm like, okay, well, I guess I better go find out, the one guy looks at me and he goes,
All right, so Cap, you have had more experience with the Chargers than any of us. Mm-hmm. You, for people who don't know, Cappy and our buddy Billy Ray Smith were the show in San Diego for 20 years. Then you disowned them when they moved to Los Angeles, like many Charger fans did.
Mm-hmm.
I think today's news means they're going to win, and they're going to win soon. What do you think?
Well, look, I'm a Harbaugh fan. I'm a huge Harbaugh believer, and I'm kind of like still processing, because yesterday I was telling George that Jim and I have, because you got to understand, like when Jim was the coach at the University of San Diego, when he was first starting out his head coaching career, me, Jim, and Billy Ray, who you just mentioned, we used to do a local cable television show about the Chargers. And so, you know, the Chargers would be practicing in the background. We'd be standing up on the balcony. We'd be recording the show. And Jim, while he was the coach of USD, he was playing analyst because he was a former player himself.
Yeah, he used to play for the Chargers.
So I've known Jim for a long time. I'm a huge fan. Yesterday, I told George that we have a friend in common who's very close to Harbaugh. In fact, he actually, and it was written about, so it's not exactly like I'm, you know, outing somebody. He was the guy who orchestrated the move from the 49ers to Michigan.
Okay.
And it was all written about in this book by this guy. I can't remember his first name, but the last name was Bacon. It's hard to forget a guy's
last
name.
Kevin?
Bacon. I don't know if it was Kevin
always
Bacon.
Always 6 degrees. Right. Always 6 degrees.
So this guy orchestrated the move.
Dwayne Bacon played for the Charlotte Hornets?
I don't think it was that guy, that Bacon either. Mm-hmm. But this guy helped orchestrate the move from the 49ers back to Michigan. So yesterday I texted this guy and I said, hey, what's the deal, man? What's going on? And he said, don't quote me, but it looks like it's inevitable. So I told George this yesterday that it looks like the Harbaugh thing is inevitable.
What's the bad guy in the Infinity Wars movie?
Thanos.
It was inevitable, like Thanos. Yeah.
But the thing is that when it didn't happen yesterday, And then today the talk was that he was going to go to Atlanta.
Oh, you were so happy.
Because here's why.
You were so happy. Right. He wanted to come in here and go, see, yeah. I told you the Chargers right. wouldn't get it done because they're a stinky franchise and they're cheap and all that stuff.
Right. But I also wanted to say.
And now you know what they're saying over there at the Spanos household?
Yeah. Eat it, Kaplan.
Right. Oh, big time. Oh, that's what they're saying. Yeah. Hey, listen, Jim Harbaugh should be thanking me. I mean, the fact that I would go ranting and raving.
Thanking you, I'm sure.
Ranting and raving every day. That the Chargers are too cheap to hire him. Dean Spanos is sitting in his office going, I'm going to show him. I'm going to show him who's not so cheap. Because this has gone, it's totally anti everything they've ever been.
Right.
You know?
But they're in a market where John always says it. Right? Star power matters, right?
Star driven town. And now they've got a star
driven town.
There it
and
is.
They've got a head coach and a quarterback that totally fits that bill.
They've got a star. And the Rams have
So
like,
is Jim Harbaugh going to be doing SoFi commercials with Justin Herbert, do you think?
It's very possible. I mean yeah. very possible.
Will you be the host of the Jim Harbaugh show?
I don't think so. Yeah, I don't, not I'm still persona non grata there. Yeah. And it's hard because I really wanted to come back on the air and go, I told you he was going back to Michigan. I told you
That's
he's
what
a
you
Michigan
really thought he
yeah,
was doing.
I really
but
did.
You were hoping.
I thought he was going back to Michigan because I thought even today there was a report that Michigan was standing by with a new contract for him
right.
that would change the language that he wanted and would pay him, you know, like he'd become the most, the highest paid coach in all of college football. And there would be escalators along the way to make sure that he's always the highest paid coach in college football. So I was holding out hope that I would be right. Then he would go back to Michigan, and now I'm going to have to either turn off my notifications on Twitter or I'm going to have to take the beat down.
So what will be your relationship to the Chargers this year? You root against them?
Well,
still?
Yeah, so just because they hire a coach who I like doesn't mean that I get over who the ownership is.
Doesn't change your view?
Not at all.
No. See, it does change my view.
Yeah, so now you're going to be you're giving up on the Rams and you're becoming
a
Chargers
fan?
No,
not at all, but I'm going to pay attention to the Chargers, which I didn't do in previous years. Now they've got somebody, now they've got a star.
Well, they have done the Chargers today with this news what the Angels couldn't do,
right?
But the Dodgers can do. You know, when you get Ohtani, everybody is going to pay attention to Ohtani in a Dodger uniform.
Right.
Whereas very few people paid attention to Ohtani in an Angels uniform.
Well, I don't know about very few people.
Well, I'm just saying the fan base of the Angels.
No, but I it's definitely bigger with the Dodgers. But people knew who Shohei Ohtani was.
Oh, yeah. I'm not saying they didn't know who he was.
He could have played for like the Tampa Bay Rays and people would know who he is.
Right, but don't you think it's like exponentially a bigger deal?
Sure.
So that's just it. For the Chargers, they were a non-factor, a non-story with Brandon Staley as their head coach. Jim Harbaugh gives them instant credibility.
Yep.
Yeah, it's true.
And it's a brilliant move that I didn't think they were capable of making. It's going to change the narrative around their whole franchise.
In every way possible, because it's not just, hey, look what they did. They did something none of us expected them to do and something that historically they've never done. But with the Michigan alumni, you know, base.
Well, Stephen Ross, the owner of the Dolphins, basically is the guy who fronted all the money for Harbaugh over the last several years because he's a big Michigan alum. And he was doing everything I heard behind the scenes to try to keep him there to Cappy's point.
Yeah. But you see, I would think that there are probably enough Michigan alums in LA who are involved in big businesses that now will want to go to Charger games or buy suites or have their company advertise. So I think that if you were the Chargers, the investment in Harbaugh, given how hot he is right now, this was the time to say there's a lot more that comes than just some football coach. This is not some offensive or defensive coordinator that's never been a coach and you hire him because he's cheap and controllable. This is the time to invest in a real name. And listen, as much as I hate to do this, I can't believe I'm going to say it, I got to give him credit.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
I think that what they've done here is kind of changed the whole narrative around their ineptitude.
But they still have to go out and play.
And win games.
And the thing is that they're going to be in cap hell this year.
Okay, so a few years ago, we were all doing the show.
Yep.
When USC let the football program burn to the ground and let Clay Helton stay after he had like a 6-win season, he came back and did like a 4-win season, and everybody said, shines off of USC. They would never have let that happen 10 years ago, blah, blah, blah. Carroll Folt was getting hammered. Mike Bone, the AD, was getting hammered about how they don't get it and they're both incompetent. They went out and got Lincoln Riley. Now, think about it. We rip Lincoln Riley sometimes, but you never hear about Carol Folt or the athletic director who they've since replaced.
Right.
It's all because...
Cappy's guy.
Because, they put it all in the boat of Lincoln Riley.
Right.
It's on Harbaugh.
Right, the face of the franchise is Harbaugh.
People are not going to blame the Spanoses if Harbaugh fails. They're going to blame Harbaugh.
Right, because they got the guy that everybody said, this is the best guy out there right now.
Right, first choice for all these nine openings would have been Jim Harbaugh.
Right, and it'll be interesting now, like, does Bill Belichick right away become the Atlanta Falcons coach?
He's the only guy they've talked to twice.
Right, Mike Vrabel was there today.
Oh, Vrabel was there,
but he's flying to Carolina tonight.
Ah.
So Vrabel and Belichick.
So he's got multiple.
Yeah, and keep an eye on the Commanders, because I think they could get either Vrabel or Belichick too. And if they move, like, let's say they move tonight, and hire either Vrabel or Belichick, then Atlanta gets stuck holding the bag. They got to hire the other one or they're dead.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because about 15 minutes ago before this happened, I started saying to myself, you know what? All these reports of Harbaugh still being in L.A., because, you know, the first meeting that they had, they actually had to go down to San Diego. And Harbaugh, who has a house in Coronado Island, said, no, you got to come down here to me. And they had like this secret private meeting at the Hotel Del Coronado. And the Spanoses were very careful about this because they're so hated in San Diego that they had to sort of slide in stealth style and get to this meeting. About 15 minutes ago, I don't know for what reason today, I said, you know what, I'm going to start reaching out to these guys. And I sent a message to Harbaugh, thinking that it's still his same number. Maybe it is, maybe it isn't. I don't know.
Right.
It was delivered. That doesn't necessarily
mean delivered to him.
Did it say red?
You know, it said delivered.
Okay.
So I don't know which is red better or is delivered
red
better.
Red is better. You know they read it.
Okay, but wait, what about delivered? Doesn't delivered mean they've gotten it?
It got there. It doesn't mean they read it.
Doesn't mean he's looked at it. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. So when you see red, like, not everybody leaves their red thing. You know who has their red thing up is Morales. Like, you send Morales a text, it'll say delivered, and then finally when he looks at it, it'll say read.
Oh,
so
really?
I know he read it.
Okay, all right. I even texted.
You press the button and hold it. It'll
which button?
Read it, and it won't show red.
Oh, really?
Oh, okay.
I wanted you to not think I read it, and I was ignoring you.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. Oh, that's a typical passive-aggressive Morales trick.
I even earlier this morning, because now I'm like, you know what? I think I'm ready to start trying to bug these guys a little bit.
Good.
I even texted Jim's dad, Jack.
Did
this
you?
This morning, yeah. And I asked myself,
who's got it better than us?
Yeah, nobody.
And then I asked myself, I'm like, wait a second. He's got to be like 85 years old. Does he really text like this? And it said delivered. It didn't say read.
So I was thinking, what is the salary? What is the contract like for him? So the highest paid coach in the NFL as of the end of this season was Bill Belichick at $20 million.
Okay.
Right. And Sean Payton right under
Sean Payton, $18
million. Right. Yep. And that, remember, that's the agent that Harbaugh hired, Don Yee, who put that Sean Payton together, that deal together last year with Denver.
Now, don't you think Harbaugh is going to wind up being the highest paid NFL head coach?
Absolutely. Yes. I would think that Harbaugh, when the numbers come out, if and when they come out, I got to think he's
$20 million a year?
I think he's above Belichick.
Yeah. He's going to get $20 million a year. That's going to be a $100 million contract.
So here's something interesting.
Remember when Gruden was $100 million for 10 years?
I do.
Harbaugh is a weirdo. All right, he's a great football coach.
Yep.
But he's a force of nature. But he's a weird dude. And in San Francisco, there was a GM named Trent Baalke, and they were like oil and water.
Right.
They hated each other. So this has to mean that they're either going to let Harbaugh be the GM or have him sign off on the GM,
for sure.
Because he can't relive that San Francisco experience, right?
And if you remember,
Baalke eventually ran Harbaugh off.
Yeah.
And there was a story.
Baalke now in Jacksonville, by the way, with Doug Peterson.
And there was a story, I think, 2 days ago that the Chargers had not allowed their offensive coordinator, Kellen Moore, the opportunity to interview with Chicago for a similar position. And the way I read that was, well, that's because they don't know who their head coach is going to be. And since they've got Kellen Moore under contract for the next couple of years and they're paying him good money, they're not going to fire him until they hire a head coach, because the head coach might say, yeah, I'll take him. Now, I doubt Harbaugh. I would think Harbaugh is going to fill the staff with all of his own guys. I don't think there's any holdovers. I would be surprised if there are.
He's bringing According to one thing I read, he's bringing his defensive coordinator from Michigan.
Okay.
Minter, I think is his name.
Yeah, Greg Minter.
That was one report I saw here. Apparently, he's going to bring a fair number of coaches from Michigan with him.
Well, and I've also heard David Shaw might be on his staff. You know, David Shaw replaced him at Stanford and was his coordinator at Stanford. So there'll be no shortage of that. But the GM thing will be interesting. Because if Harbaugh doesn't have final say in the roster, I don't think he comes.
No, he's got complete control. He's going to hire his own GM. He's going to build his own football operations. He's going to hire his own coaches. That's the only way Harbaugh would have come here.
I think today, George, what will be a lot of fun on the show will be reading the tweets that I'm going to be receiving. Like, they've already started.
No, every segment.
Right.
That's like, just what we do. We read a new one every second.
Here's the first one. This is from at LA Bolts fam.
Okay.
Kraplin should be out of a job. Los Angeles Chargers got their coach. Eat. And then there's the duty emoji.
Yeah, yes, poop. Sure.
Yeah, poop emoji.
Right,
yep.
Right. And then the next one is from the same guy, LA Bolts fan. Ha 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 ha. Eat duty.
Okay, so this is he's trying to make a point.
This is a theme.
Yes. Right. I mean, I just had a nice lunch down at Sol Agave. Yeah. So thanks for the offer to eat the duty.
Yeah.
But you
just had the guac.
I'm full, right. Yeah. I'm a little bit full.
They do
right
a nice
now.
Guac there, don't
they? Do a nice
great
guac.
Great taquitos we had them last night.
I haven't had those.
I had to have them again.
Yeah, they're so
I
good.
I had those shrimp taquitos.
And the short rib.
Oh, my
both
God.
Were great.
Don't they do
so
the
good.
Guac right at the
table? Oh, yeah,
table
yeah, table side.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
But the shrimp taquitos, man, they come like with the shrimp tail, but then they're wrapped in the tortilla, and then there's just stuff everywhere. Green stuff, white stuff, crunchy stuff. I don't even know what it is. I take all the extra stuff, I put it on tortilla chips, and I crunch them. So, thank you, LA Bolts fan. I'm not going to be able to eat the duty now because I'm very full.
Hey, right. Sonata, before we get out of here,
where are you going?
We're leaving.
Oh.
I'm giving you bonus. Well, I've got 30 seconds left, but I'll go over for you, Kat.
Thank you, man.
I like Doc Rivers a lot, always have.
Yeah.
And I think Milwaukee has a better coach today than they had yesterday.
Yeah.
But they got the third best record in the NBA right now. Does this move put them in the finals? I would still pick Boston and probably Philly over them.
I think what it does is it solidifies them in the postseason, okay? Because the worries I had about Milwaukee were this. I don't love their roster beyond their top four or five guys.
Right.
Right? After that, it's, a lot of guys
you've never
heard of, right? And then their defense has been atrocious.
Really bad.
This year. So I think, Doc can help them a little bit with the defense. And I think that those guys will believe more when they get to April and May.
When they get in a series
when
with
they
Boston
have Doc.
Or Philly.
Right.
Okay.
Yes. They will believe more. Adrian Griffin, I heard, potentially lost the locker room early in the season.
So it's been this way for a while.
Yeah.
By the way, do you know what ABC ESPN's going to do? Will they replace Doc?
I don't know.
Or will they
let Doris just do it? If they just let Doris do it, I think we're in incredible hands.
Right.
So
I agree.
Yeah.
But, I mean, they also have, like, Richard Jefferson and J.J. Redick in the bullpen, who wouldn't be bad either.
Mike and Doris, and I, because during the season, this because you see us a bunch either at home or on the road, we mix up the groups during the
All
season
the
a ton.
Yeah.
Mike and Doris have worked a ton together.
You know what I wouldn't hate?
Yeah.
I don't think you would either.
What?
I don't think they'll do it. Put Hubie in there.
It would be great. I just don't think Hubie could do the travel.
Yeah. He's 90 now, right?
Yeah. He's doing a very limited schedule. It's only 10 games.
Yeah,
and it includes
so
the playoffs.
Him in there. Put him in there for a few games.
Yeah,
ESPN.
it would be cool for sure. But yeah, Doris and Mike I've worked with them as a crew on games in the regular season a bazillion times. So I think they would be great together.
All right, boys.
You got
the bomb went off right before your show.
I know. It never happens before our show.
Perfect. You got news. You got breaking news.
Cappy's going to eat duty.
Yeah, eat duty.
Can't wait.
Apparently every segment.
Every segment.
There's a postpone listening to PTI to hear
Kaplan eating duty. Yeah.
All right. We're back tomorrow at 1. Pepe and Michael will be here. Yeah. Last home game before the big Grammy trip. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.